you would like to find out how to request. You've reached the Juneau Police Department and Capital City Fire and Rescue Dispatch Center. If you are reporting an immediate threat to life or property, please hang up and call 911. If not, please stay on the line to speak with the dispatcher. Did you know you can file your police report online? The types of reports that can be filed online are theft, vandalism, vehicle rifling, harassing phone calls, lost property, and some types of vehicle accidents. JPD's online reporting allows you to submit a report immediately.
Your call is now first in line and will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for your patience.
And print a copy for free. Just log on to JuneauPolice.com. Click on the online reporting link and follow.
Dispatch, how can I help you?
Yeah, over here in the valley, there was a siren going off. I was just questioning what it was so I could report it on ACAP News.
A siren?
Yeah, it was either fire. I believe it was fire.
How long ago?
I'd say about an hour ago.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, it'll be just a moment to try. It looks like they've been doing a lot of traffic stops, but there's nothing newsworthy.
Yeah, there was like it was going off for a very, very long time, though.
It sounds like a little more than an hour ago there was a structure fire in the valley.
A structure fire, and where was that at, do you know?
On Columbia Boulevard.
Columbia Boulevard, and was there any reports on it?
Yeah, that's why there were sirens, because we went, because someone reported it.
Right, and what did they say about it?
That the house was on fire.
Okay, so it was just a residence then?
Yes.
And is there any word on how it started?
You're going to have to contact the fire line for their information on what they did on their side.
Okay.
The fire media line, because other than, you know, we get the initial call that there's a structure fire and sending them, everything else besides that is their reports and their information, and we don't have that.
All right. Thank you for that, but how do I get a hold of them?
Hold on just a second.
Okay, thank you.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so the fire media line's 586-0265.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. And what's your name?
My name is Christy.
All right, Christy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Assistant Chief Ed Quinton of the Capital City Fire Rescue Person Information Line for Monday, March 25th. It's currently 4 a.m. This morning at 3 o'clock, we responded to a call for smoke in a trailer at Schweitzer Village Trailer Park. Our investigation found that the occupant had a single element cooktop and had inadvertently had some paper on top of it, and somehow the knob was bumped a little bit so that the setting was very low and the paper had slowly was smoldering on top of the element. Fortunately, the homeowner was home, and the caller had woken up the smoke. They called 911, and they cleared the trailer. When we went inside, there was no fire, and they found the burnt paper on top of the element. So there was no damage at all. This is a reminder that everybody should have working smoke detectors. Fortunately, the homeowner was home, and he woke up to the smoke, but there was no working smoke detector. Have your smoke detectors installed and make sure it's working properly. Thank you. Good morning. It's just Chief Ed Quinto with Capital City Fire Rescue Request Information Line for Monday, March 4th, currently 8:30 a.m. Anyway, on March 3rd, Capital City Fire Rescue responded to the Menahal Glacier Ice Cave at 2:48 p.m. Our special team members and fire department on duty crew responded with four-wheelers to the ice cave. It was reported for a male that had slipped and fall at the ice cave. Our team responded, went to the ice cave, and brought the individual back to the parking lot. The patient was assessed, and the patient declined our medical transport and treatment, and he drove home. Minor injury. Anyway, this concludes my recording. Thank you. Good day. This is Assistant Chief Ed Quinto for Monday, January 4th, 2019. We had a little bridge underneath the bridge fire today. Today, on February 24th at 10:50 a.m., we received a smoke in the area around Lemon Creek Bridge on Glacier Highway. Our engine went there and determined that there was a little fire underneath the Lemon Creek Bridge in the 5800 block of Glacier Highway. Our engine's crew went underneath and determined that there was some homeless people that were living underneath the bridge, and something caught their possessions on fire. There was nobody around, but their sleeping bags and clothing and such and some campsite caught on fire. We quickly were able to put the fire out. There was some damage to their belongings, and there was a little bit of concrete damage to underneath the bridge. State of Alaska Department of Transportation will be investigating the bridge to make sure it's still safe. At this time, we don't know what caused the fire. Nobody was injured, and nobody was around when we got there. There was no value to the property. This ends the recording. Assistant Chief Ed Quinto. Good morning. Assistant Chief Ed Quinto at Tampa City Fire Rescue Bus Destination Line for Sunday, January 20th. This morning, we had a river rescue call on Sunday, January 20th at 0915, Capital City Fire Rescue got a report of a stranded person on an island. He had crossed the river during low tide from the dry land side and crossed the river to an island, and then the tide had come in, making him stranded on an island. There was plenty of land on the island, so he wasn't really in danger. He requested to be removed from the island, so we took our rescue boat and picked him up, and we were able to transport him over to the other side and where he walked home. He was not harmed in any way. He just needed assistance. So that's an update. Capital City Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Ed Quinto.
So does anybody else find it oddly strange that they haven't reported since March 25th? It seems to be long, large gaps of reporting and quite possibly a lot of incidences that go unreported around here, around town, you know, and whatnot. This is Chance Bradford Trahan, 2020 presidential candidate, unofficial sheriff of Las Vegas, and private investigator extraordinaire, reporting for ACAB News. Thank you for your time.